Noli Mi Tangere, Jose Rizal. Ibarra went up to his room, which looked out over the river. He dropped into an armchair and stared into the yawning space in front of him through the open window. The house opposite, on the other side of the river, was brightly lit, and from its upper floors the lively tunes of stringed instruments reached across to him. If the young man had been less preoccupied and more curious, he might have tried to see, with the help of binoculars, what was going on in that atmosphere of light. He would have admired one of those fantastic visions, those magic apparitions one sometimes sees in the great theatres of Europe, in which the deafening melodies of an orchestra are made to appear among a deluge of light. A torrent of oriental diamonds and gold surrounded by a diaphanous mist, from which a deity, a sylph, comes forward, her feet barely touching the floor, encircled and accompanied by a luminous cloud. Ibarra would have seen a young, extraordinarily beautiful woman, slender, dressed in the picturesque costume of the Daughters of the Philippines, amid a semicircle composed of all types of people, who vigorously gestured and moved about.